Hello, this is David Middleton, pastor of Jesus is Lord Outreach Center, welcoming you to Doers of the Word. This program will teach you the practical knowledge of the Word of God so that you can live in victory in your life. Open your heart and mind now as I share the uncompromised Word with you today. Praise the Lord. Glad to be with you on the radio broadcast. We're continuing to share with you on the subject of daily Christian disciplines in your life. As we've been sharing these, I trust that you have been taking hold of the Word of God and incorporating these disciplines into your life. Are you doing these? Are you walking by faith? Are you learning to pray the Word of God, pray a prayer of faith? Are you learning to walk by faith and speak forth to your mountain and see it be removed? Are you learning to fight the good fight of faith and speak forth the Word, realizing you're releasing spiritual power to overcome your enemy? Are you walking in love? Another area we talked about. Have you made up your mind that I'm going to walk in love toward every single person? I'm going to deny myself. I'm not going to please myself. I'm not going to walk in the ways of selfishness, but I'm receiving the commandment of God, the order of God laid down as the rule of authority in my life, and I have committed to the love walk. You must walk in love. Have you decided that you're going to be in the Word and doing what you hear? You know, you can be in the Word, but if you don't do what you hear, you won't produce any fruit. It's imperative that you learn to spend time in the Word and do it. Are you spending time in the Word? Are you doing it daily? Or do you just hear it every once in a while and you don't incorporate it in your life? If you don't do the Word, then you don't have hardly any fruit. This is why you've got to get these disciplines established in you. Are you taking your thoughts captive and thinking on good things? You know, we're continually going over these day after day as the Holy Spirit is quickening me to do this because these need to be established in you. It is imperative that you learn to take your thoughts captive and think on good things. Overcome that negative spirit that works against you. Cast down those mental reasonings, those negative thoughts, and think on what God's Word says. The Bible says it'll keep you in perfect peace if you'll keep your mind stayed on Him, on the Word of God, praise God, and bring into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. Victory or defeat starts in the mind. Are you choosing God's ways? Is your will set that I'm going to choose what God wants? You know, this necessitates that you're going to deny yourself. Do you deny yourself, or you just yield to whatever you want to do? Who's directing your life? What kind of a daily Christian discipline have you established in the area of your will? Are you yielding yourself unto the Lord? God wants you to yield yourself and submit unto the Lord. The Bible says, submit yourselves therefore to God, resist the devil, and he'll flee from you. Everybody wants to resist the devil and see him flee from him. But the question is, are you submitting yourself first to the Lord and then resisting the devil? Your will has to choose God's way. Are you establishing yourself in the Christian discipline of casting your cares upon the Lord? Or do you continually be plagued with worry and care and anxiety or be concerned about things? You can water it down, call it whatever you want. Say, well, I'm not full of care and anxiety, but I am concerned about this situation. God doesn't want you to have any concern, care, worry, or anxiety or mental apprehension of any sort whatsoever. Well, you say, well, what do I do with a situation? You go to God's Word and you pray the Word of God. You deal with that thing according to the Word of God. You immediately cast the situation on the Lord. And you start to do what the Word says. You pray what the Word says. You act upon it. And you release God's power to deal with the situation in your life, trusting in Him, praise God. Are you speaking God's Word? Are you learning to bridle your tongue? The Bible says, don't let corrupt communication come out of your mouth. Learn to speak what God wants. Don't let your tongue be a vessel of the devil. You know, the Bible says the fact that in James, he talked about out of the same mouth is proceeding blessing and cursing. He says, my brethren, these things ought not so to be. Don't let yourself be a vessel of blessing and cursing. Don't be blessing one minute and then turn around speaking negative things. That's releasing cursing. You need to speak what God says. You need to see people from God's perspective and bless and curse not. Are you learning to pray with your understanding according to the Word? Don't pray the problem. Pray the answer. Don't just come and just ask God to do something for you that's contrary to the Word. Remember, when you pray with your understanding, you do it according to the Word of God. You've got to have a scripture. You need a promise. You need to pray the Word of God, because that's what is going to get an audience with the Lord. The Bible says that His Word will not return void. It's the Word that's going to accomplish what He pleases. He watches over His Word to perform it in your life. Are you speaking the Word of God and praying the Word of God and speaking forth what He says? Or are you just praying your problem? If you keep praying your problem, you aren't going to see anything change. God doesn't hearken unto problems. God hearkens unto the Word, which solves problems. Praise God. Are you praying with tongues? If you haven't gotten your prayer language, you ought to give us a call and let us help you to get your prayer language. We have a book called Praying in Tongues that we'd be glad to send out to you. If you want it, give us a call and we'll get it to you. Praying in tongues is very important. Praise God. You need to learn to pray with your spirit in tongues by the Holy Spirit. Do we know what all to pray for as we ought? No. But who knows? The Holy Spirit does. Do we have a means whereby we can let God, the Holy Spirit, pray through us to see the will of God come to pass in our life? Praying according to His knowledge, His wisdom, His all-seeing eye, He understands everything. Yes, we do. It's praying with our spirit in tongues, which is powerful to bring forth the will of God in our life and in the life of others. Praise God. Are you confessing your sins? Confess those sins and receive that forgiveness and cleansing from all unrighteousness. And don't let the devil put condemnation on you. Don't let any of that condemnation or guilt ever come on you. The Bible says there's no condemnation or guilt to those that walk in Christ Jesus. The woman overtaken with adultery, Jesus said, I don't condemn you. Go and sin no more. God doesn't condemn you over sin. He doesn't bring guilt upon you. He brings you to the place of repentance. It's the goodness of God that leads you to repentance, so you continue to, so you walk in God's ways and you don't continue to sin anymore. And that's very important, that you don't compromise in areas of your life. Make the decision, I'm going to repent. I'm going to turn and walk in God's ways. Are you forgiving every person who wrongs you? Don't hold the bitterness and resentment. Forgive them. Otherwise, you'll be turned over to the tormentors, especially if you don't forgive from your heart. Obedience is very important. God wants us to be obedient and be willing and obedient. Not just do lip service. Be willing and obedient unto the Lord. If you obey and hearken diligently unto His voice, do what He tells you to do, then you're going to eat the good of the land. Do you wonder why the blessings of God don't come on you and overtake you like you'd like them to and like the Bible says that they can and will come on you? It's because you're not hearkening diligently to the voice of the Lord your God. God's word is true. Let God be true and every man a liar. Don't sit there and rationalize it in all these other ways. Don't try to justify your actions. Either you're obedient to God or you're disobedient to God. You need to be obedient to Him. You need to be willing and obedient to do what the Lord your God tells you to do. And as you obey, then the blessings will come upon you. As you obey, then you're going to see that God is going to perform His word. If you disobey, then curses come upon you. That's all kinds of hindrances in your life. Remember, the curse has a cause for it. It cursed, the curse causeless shall not come, Proverbs 26:2. And this is important that you make the decision, I will be obedient unto the Lord. The area we're going to talk about today is the area of faithfulness. God wants you to learn to be faithful. Faithful in doing what He tells you to do. In Luke chapter 16, verse 10, He says, He that's faithful in that which is least is faithful also in much. And he that is unjust in the least is unjust also in much. Are you faithful to do the things that God has told you to do? You know, He's given us such simple things to do. He tells us not forsake the assembling together with the saints. Otherwise, we're supposed to be coming to church and hearing the Word of God and worshiping the Lord and assembling in fellowship with other saints. Are you faithful in going to church consistently? Or you just go whenever you feel like it? If you're not faithful in just the little things such as coming to church and worshiping God and hearing the Word, how are you going to see the blessings come upon you? You need to be faithful in your church attendance. You need to be faithful in prayer. You need to be faithful in the Word. You need to be faithful in witnessing for the Lord. You need to be faithful in doing what He tells you to do. Has He given you a ministry that He's called you to operate in? Are you operating in it? Are you faithful? You know, if you're not faithful in the little things, you won't be faithful in much. Many people are waiting for their big ministry or their big blessing or their big promotion to come forth. You need to understand that faithfulness precedes promotion in your life in any area. You will not be promoted if you will not be faithful. That's true on the job. If you're not faithful to do your job, you're not going to get any promotion. If you're not faithful to be at work on time, people aren't going to be giving you any promotion. You know, it's amazing how many Christians are late to church all the time. We see it in our church. People see it in churches all over. I've seen it in every church I've ever been in since I was young. People come in at all different times. God wants you to learn to be faithful, to show up on time. Just think if you showed up to your work whenever you got there, and what would happen? You wouldn't be working there very long, would you? What do you think God thinks when you're late to show up to come and praise Him and worship Him? He is the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. He's looking for you to learn to be faithful. Are you faithful in your giving? Are you faithful in your tithes and offerings? Or you do just give whenever it's convenient, if you have some to give? You need to learn that if you are taking the tithe and not giving the offerings, you're cursed with a curse. God says you should be faithful in all things. A faithful man, Proverbs 28:20, a faithful man shall abound with blessings. If you are faithful in the things that God has told you to do in His Word and the things that He has directed you to do in your life, then you'll abound with blessings. If you'll be faithful with the responsibilities that He's put upon you, then you will be promoted and you will abound with blessings coming forth in your life. Let me ask this question this day. Have you been faithful? If you haven't been, confess that sin of unfaithfulness and receive that forgiveness and cleansing from all unrighteousness. And if you have not been faithful, I exhort you this day to make the decision that you will be faithful to do the Word of God and obey Him in what He tells you to do from this day forward. You will both be faithful in carrying out the Word of the covenant that you have with the Lord Jesus Christ. Then you will abound with blessings. And as God sees you faithful in the little things, He'll know that you'll be faithful in much. The same principle will carry on at any point in your life. Develop that, and that is the fruit of the Spirit that God wants in your life. Well, we're going to continue on this in the next broadcast, talking more about daily Christian disciplines. Do them and watch God do great things in you. We'll see you in the next broadcast. God bless you. As I close today, do you realize that the number one negative influence in your life is inherited generational curses? This is because the iniquities of the forefathers are passed down to the children to the third and fourth generations. These curses, enforced by demonic spirits, must be broken and the spirits must be cast out. We break inherited curses and cast out these spirits in our Healing, Deliverance, and Counseling Center. If you would like personal ministry, please call 268-WORD. That's 268-9673. And now, until I greet you on the next broadcast, may God bless you as you are a doer of the Word of God.